Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation. In the Gospel, we read that Mary was called full of grace, a word that shows her unique degree of holiness. Now, she had possessed that holiness all her life, but she had not been aware of its significance until the angel came. That's why she was taken aback by the greeting. It is significant that Mary discovered her deepest identity and her mission in life, not simply by searching inside her soul, but by receiving a word from God. Many times we may work on the assumption that if I didn't come up with the idea, then it's not really my path. But that would be self-limiting. God may create us with a certain path in mind, and then reveal that path to us through a word, a providential circumstance, or an encounter with someone. Secondly, notice that the path through which God led Mary was diametrically opposed to an individualistic mindset, because it was a life that would be linked to the life of the Son of God. From the moment of the Annunciation, Mary's life could not be seen or understood separately from Christ. Her entire life would make sense in her connection with Jesus, as one who was deeply united to his mission. Once more, this is very different from the ideal of autonomy, that says it's always better not to depend on anyone or commit to anything permanently. Finally, notice that God awaited Mary's consent. Mary's holiness and love would not have been perfect if that commitment had been simply coerced out of her. But that's not the way it worked. God would not have wanted Mary to be forced to say yes. He wanted her to accept her mission willingly. And Mary saw it the same way. She said, "If this is what you ask of me, this is what I also want. This is who I am. I am the handmaid of the Lord." In the Gospels, freedom and commitment are not seen as polar opposites. Committing our path to God can be seen as the fulfillment of freedom. That was precisely what happened in Mary's case. So, what is the Lord teaching you through Mary's vocation? What aspects of your own life have you come to know through callings that came to you from outside? In which cases would the Lord want your life to be more connected to Him and to others, so as to overcome individualism?